This is Monday Sales Coach. I'm Peter Giannoli, connecting you to a community of sales champions both on radio and online. We've got the site, the place where you can get all of the great material when it comes to helping you in your sales domination. Awesome podcasts, social media, plus, of course, our regular newsletter. That's MondaySalesCoach.com. Please join us there. In this week's episode of Monday Sales Coach, we're going to talk about the difference between knowing and doing. Let's get the episode started. Every day, I have a conversation with someone who isn't where they want to be in their life or their career. And they say to me, I know, I need to make more calls. Or, I know, I need to read more books. Or, I know, I should actually be blogging or blog more. I know, I need to use social media. I know, I need to learn more about my customer's business. I know, I need to ask more questions. I know, I need to start talking less. I know, I need to build more offline relationships. I know, I need to do more YouTube videos. I know, I need to do more. I know, I need to do, well, you know what I mean. At least once a day, I hear this from someone. I get paid to tell people what to do. I get paid to help organizations grow their sales, improve their selling prowess, increase the leads, close more leads, increase conversions, reduce churn, penetrate new markets, grow their pipelines, create new accounts. And if I'm not getting paid to help people, then I'm doing it for free. I have countless conversations where people reach out every day asking for advice. They want me to show them how to get more customers, how to start their own consulting business, how to overcome objections, how to get more social media followers, how to get more leads, how to handle pricing issues, how to address their boss, or how to address their direct reports, etc., etc. 50% of my time is spent giving guidance, direction, and advice. Some days it's 100%, like when I'm with clients. The number one answer I get when giving advice, paid or free, that drives me really crazy is, I know. If you know, then why aren't you actually doing it? If you know, why are you calling me? If you know, then what's the problem? The problem is, in most cases, most of us already know what we need to do, but we're just not doing it. We know we need to make more calls. We know we need to expand our product knowledge. We know we need to create more content. We know we need to expand our social media footprint. We know we need to stop pushing product. We know we need to save more money and get out of the crappy job, spend more time with the kids, be more focused, whatever. Far too often, we know what we need to do. We just can't or won't do it. And that's the conundrum. When someone is giving you advice, whatever you do, don't say, I know. Because you know what? It's really annoying. Who cares that you know what to do? You're just not doing it. So it's no different than if you didn't know. So if you know what you're not doing, then you don't need advice on what to do. What you need is help to do it. You need help executing. And that's a completely different story and a completely different list of questions. Knowing what to do and doing it are in two separate camps. Too often, we lull ourselves into a safe place by convincing ourselves that we'll be okay because we know what to do. Unfortunately, we carry that security with us far too long, and we never actually do anything, and therefore we never accomplish our goals. We don't get to the next level because we've convinced ourselves we're just a short journey away because we know what to do, but we never do it. So knowing what to do ain't going to help you until you know how to do it, and then do it. Stop wrapping yourself in a security blanket of cheap knowledge to excuse yourself from taking action. It doesn't matter what you know. It matters what you can do with what you know. So the next time you ask for advice, don't say, I know, when they give it to you. Instead, ask them, hey, How do I do that? Ask them how they would recommend you implement what they are suggesting. Get them to help you break down the execution process. Get them to share with you how you can apply what they are recommending. Asking how they would do what they are recommending increases the likelihood that you will actually do it. And when you've asked someone for advice, that's the only thank you they need in return. Knowing isn't doing. Stop saying you know, because you don't. Reach out. I can help you. Numbers of others can help you. Go to my website, petergianoli.com, and you'll get a whole host of ideas about how you can be helped. Now let's talk about a sales tip. And this sales tip is empathy matters. Great salespeople are empathetic. You can't sell if you're not in tune with your buyers and prospects. Therefore, you're unable to offer a valuable solution to them. It all starts with your focus on them, their problems, their needs, their emotions, their fears, their issues. You must have empathy for those you're selling to. That concludes this episode of Monday Sales Coach. Thank you so much for listening to it. Don't forget, you can subscribe by going to mondaysalescoach.com. Fill in the subscription form, and each episode, each and every week, will be delivered to you on weekends so you can start your sales week on fire, ready to sell. I'm Peter Giannoli. I'm your Monday Sales Coach. Thanks for listening. Happy selling.